blame it on the Google. Got you feeling loose, lose. Blame it on the drunk. Got you feeling gone. Blame it on the alcohol. Blame it on the alcohol. I would like to say welcome to Bar Talk. I am DJ K.
And I'm Beamer.
Wait, it should be the other way around.
Yes, hold on. Let's start that one again.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to Bar Talk. I'm Beamer.
And I'm DJ K.
And we are coming to you from the great restaurant, bar, and grill at Tom Fuller's.
Tom Fuller's in Middletown, Delaware. We are recording live, and it is Bar Talk with Beamer and DJ K. We got to get it in order.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, all right.
We want to welcome everybody back tuning into our show. Glad you guys are here.
If you were a new listener, hey, come on, join the fucking join the club, and we're gonna enjoy the ride.
Yes, remember you can email us. Email us, please, at bartalk1. That's BARTTALK. bartalk1@yahoo.com. All right, email us. Tell us your thoughts, any ideas, suggestions. Whether you like us, you don't like us, anything at all. Just let us know how you feel about the show and everything, all right? For those who don't know what the show is about, we are two guys in a bar.
And we like to talk about what's going on.
Right.
What's on our minds.
Henceforth, Bar Talk,
hey.
All right? So sit back, relax, pull up a chair, bar stool, grab your drink, and sit back and have fun with us here at Bar Talk. As customary. Before every show, we have our customary toast, which we will do right now. Here's the toast to this week's episode of Bar Talk. All right, that was a weak clink, but we will go with that. Hey, let's try one more time.
That was more kernel.
There we go. All right.
That was more of a kernel clink.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
I have no idea what I'm drinking right now.
Yes,
it's not my normal.
No, I have a non-normal drink also, and it tastes like grass clippings.
He says it smells like weed.
No, I said it smells like grass, not weed.
What are you, in the 60s? What do you mean? It smells like, what do you mean, like grass, like marijuana, or grass like...
I just
landscaping like grass.
I just mowed the lawn and it smells like grass.
All right,
there, pothead.
All right, okay. All right, remember,
well,
you're the bar guy. I'm the comedian.
Okay. That is correct. So I'm not funny, but we do have the general manager of Tom Fuller's,
Justin. Special guest in the building.
Special guest.
He's a regular. We can't say he's a special guest.
Well, he's special every time he...
It's my second appearance. It's only my second appearance.
But he's special every time he... decides to come on.
But he's almost a regular. He's a regular.
Yes.
And simply, he just goes by Justin. Justin is in the building. Let's give Justin a round of applause. Welcome, Justin. Okay.
Thank you.
He's going to sit in on the show.
I just have one quick point to make, and then I'll let you boys on your way.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to last week's show, because as you know, I don't just download, I also listen.
Right.
And you both made it a point in the very beginning of the show to say that you have no sponsorship.
Right.
So I wanted to let you boys know that as of right now,
today,
Tom Fuller's is your official drinking sponsor.
All right.
Wow.
You boys with shots. Just want to say cheers. Congrats on the podcast.
Glad this is actually happening.
Do we beer tab this?
All right,
there we go.
And good luck. Congratulations. I hope this is the third of many, many podcasts.
Many, many podcasts to come. All right. Ooh.
Justin, that is great. That is amazing. That is awesome.
Woo!
Thank you.
You have your first official sponsorship, boys.
Okay, and what was that we just drank?
Fireball.
Oh, my God.
He does not like Fireball.
Woo!
I'm working on a liquor sponsorship for you. I've been talking to Jaeger, talking to Fireball.
Okay, there we go.
So we're trying. We're not there yet, but Tom Fuller's
right
is here for you.
Okay, all right. So, basically... So, if you're sitting back wondering what's going on, okay.
We're doing the same thing ourselves. So.
You got the meat and potatoes. We're actually live in a bar. It's two guys. We're at a bar.
The potatoes.
We're drinking. And actually, and this came out, we did get one email. We actually got one email. And it's from someone who listened to some of our previous shows. And they basically said, why am I eating while doing the show? They go, isn't that unprofessional to be unprofessional to be eating during the podcast?
Yes.
Okay, let me answer this question. We are in a bar. This isn't a this isn't a scripted, edited thing where we're trying to get the best. You know what I mean? Like, this is live, raw, uncut. We're in a bar. What do you do in a bar? You drink, you eat, and you talk. All right? So basically, that's it. If we can keep it real, then we're not going to do the show. All right? So basically, that's it. My food is coming. I will be eating.
Oh, you're going to be eating again, Keith?
I'm going to be eating again.
What are you going to be eating, Keith?
Why? He has to bring this up. Okay. Yes, you know what? I'm going to be eating chicken. I'm an African American, and yes, I order chicken. There we go. It's all out there. All right.
Now,
so
couldn't you order something different, Keith?
Order the same thing every week. All right. That way, it's out of the way. So remember, email us at bartalk. Wait a minute, bartalk1@yahoo.com. That's bartalk. I might even spell them wrong the first time. bartalk1@yahoo.com. All right. So,
Matt is the number one.
Right. All right. Real quick, let's just jump right into it. I said the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, I will be the potatoes, and I guess you're going to be the meat, okay, because that's sounding kind of racist on its own. So. All
right. Let's just dive right into it here. One thing I'm going to bring up, I seen something on the internet that I just thought was really, really crazy
I
here.
I guarantee you can trust
There's the headline was, would you pay to cuddle a stranger?
Oh, cuddle partners. I've seen this before, sir.
Okay, there's this girl. Let me break it down for you. She's 29 years old. She's in Portland, Oregon.
Is there a picture of her?
And she has a service. Wait, she has a service that basically you pay $35 for a 35-minute cuddle session. There is a 60-minute session for $60. So basically, basically it's about $1 a minute of actual just cuddling.
So she's a massage therapist. She's the massage therapist of the new generation of cuddlers.
No, yes, you make it seem like this was something that was already.
No,
forget massage. This is cuddling. I mean, but here's the thing. This is for real. She's serious.
Now listen.
She goes, her and her client may hold hands.
Oh, goodness gracious. Hold hands for $35? Yay! All right, keep going.
Cuddle up on a couch.
Ooh. Is it her couch?
Or spoon. Now wait, spoon to the tune of her cuddle playlist, which includes
the Care Bears, Gummy Bears,
which includes
Smurfs theme song,
classic music by Phil Collins and Jack Johnson.
Wait a minute. Classic music by Phil Collins and Jack Johnson.
Okay. I don't know if you can cuddle Susudio. Then wait, there's also prepaid weekly sessions and a flat rate for overnight stays. Okay, now this is just cuddling. There's no sex involved or anything like that. Just cuddling. Hand holding, cuddling,
and spooning. I will say that she will not face any problems at all by I don't know what she looks like, but possibly an attractive girl going to a gentleman's house and saying, you know what, I paid you this much money to stay the night with me, and all I get to do is rub up on you, not even rub up on you, stay still while I'm holding you with full clothes. And yeah, she's going
to
get raped.
She makes it clear that her services are
completely
platonic, all right?
Oh, yeah. In her mind, it is.
Now, quote, I'm not sexually attracted to my clients, and even if I were, why would she even say that? Even if I were, I wouldn't allow myself to go there.
Even if she was 400 pounds and, you know, had three noses and everything, if a guy's going to pay to stay with her overnight, he's going to be somewhat sexually attracted to her.
Now, wait. They do have a 45-minute meet and greet.
Oh, oh. Well, you know, that weeds out all the fucking baddies. I'm sorry.
Yeah. In a public place.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see. Wait.
Since it's a coffee shop.
Yes.
Or a library.
You're not a bad guy. You're not a criminal. You're not a bus station. Serial killer. Yeah.
A public place. Wow. Since it's a coffee shop.
Or a bus station.
Or a bus station. Yeah. Now, look. She is...
Nothing bad happens at those places.
She says...
Taken...
Now, here we go. Quote.
Any rapist at a bus station. Yeah.
Here we go. Quote. Quote.
I don't know.
I'm in a totally different headspace during the session, and I'm very specific about body parts that cannot be touched. How are you going to spoon? How are you going to spoon without your penis?
It's going to be about six...
Between the crack of her ass.
Yes. Well, she has a... She got a Yoshi pillow that she puts behind her bottom while you're spooning behind her. Actually, you know, you get spooned by her. That's probably what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now here's the other one.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
Keith's wings are here.
The food has just got here. Okay.
It's a chicken for Keith.
The food is great at Tom Ford's.
That is wings for Keith.
Okay. All right. Now, here we go. Now, we'll touch on what you just said. All right. If a client pushes his or her, because females are involved too, his or her boundaries, she issues a verbal warning and ends the session.
Hold on, Tom.
How are you going to issue a verbal warning when a guy
has zip ties
and duct tape?
I'm going to stop you for a second because I'm just thinking her pushing her boundaries. All right, good mental image. Yeah, if a guy does it, and I don't know, say you're like 105 pounds, unless you have a stun gun that is like attached to your vagina, you're done.
But she has a 45-minute meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so she can weed out the weirdos.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because no serial killer has ever gotten past the first date point. Jeffrey Dahmer was just a freak from the beginning. They're like, no, stay away from me, Jeffrey.
Hey,
no.
Ted Bundy was very charming.
He was, actually.
He was very charming.
Yeah. So... Or he can just pick him up and carry him away.
Though she does businesses, though she does her business in clients' homes, she says she feels safe.
Yeah, I feel safe for her too. I feel safe that she's going to be raped and fucking mutilated. And
okay, wait. Thanks to her martial arts training. Now, wait a minute. That changes everything.
Hold up. Now, what belt is she? Is she like cream? Is she like an indigo? Is she like a black belt?
She also carries a Kubaton. Am I pronouncing it right? Kubaton.
Kubaton.
Which is a pocket-sized sharp stick, just in case.
It's not sharp.
Now, wait. If you're...
It's a non-sharp
stick. It says a pocket-sized sharp stick.
It's a round baton. It's a mini baton. They will confiscate it at an airport. TSA will take it from you.
Okay, now look. Now wait a minute. We're in the middle of a cuddle session. So say I'm the cuddler.
And I've got you wrapped up by your
and
arms.
And she's a cuddly.
Look, I have to tell you, if they're bringing out a Kubaton during a cuddle session, it's for some different
I'd be like, are you a female? Happy to see me?
That's my Kubaton. As a Kubaton. Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine like a hard piece of steel against a wrist bone or a fucking joint. That's what they use it for. It's really small. It's really like associated as like to point in a very
okay. Now wait.
Place.
She says, "No one has ever violated the rules because of my strict vetting
just get
process.
AIDS. If they fuck you, they will die."
My youngest client is 24 years old, and my oldest is in his mid 60s. I see single dads, widows, depressed people, and even one woman.
Oh, shit. That's just terrible. We made fun of, like people that actually needed some companionship.
You see?
Now I want to meet her because I just want to cuddle because I'm like an asshole.
You see? I tell you what.
Anyway.
Give me 50 cent. I'll give you a hug. We can just, you know, make you feel better
now. That would never happen. That transaction will never, ever, ever happen. I don't give a fuck if you give me fucking...
We can meet for about 15 minutes.
No, I'm good, I'm good.
No spooning. 50 cent for a minute.
Definitely no spooning. Yeah, that's what I want. Keith fucking spooning behind me.
I will put this on YouTube.
Now, listen to this. They say that Now, say there's a guy, and he's spooning, or they're cuddling, and he gets an erection. It's perfectly,
she will cut it off.
It's perfectly normal.
She will cut it off. It's legal.
It's perfectly normal. And one thing, because scientific studies, I'm trying to read for the story about getting it.
Sensitivity to emotions and everything has that will actually possibly bring along sexual reaction, but it's not actually in a sexual sense. It's more of a pseudo physical reaction. There you stand.
Yeah. And that was a Beamer inspirational moment. I have no idea what he just said, but it sounds profound.
It's true.
You know what? I brought this upon him. Like, he didn't know I was going to bring this up, but that little speech there,
I know
a little bit more about this than you're letting on, Beamer. That's all I'm saying.
I know a little bit more about a little bit more of everybody else knows about, so.
It was in Latin, just for those of you.
It's in Latin. It's a pseudo-sexual.
Who says pseudo-sexual?
Messiah has
what the hell is that? What the heck? That was a pseudo-sexual experience.
Latin, people. Latin.
Just walk
Latin.
Right into the wrong section.
No one caught it. It's Latin.
Okay. But apparently, so that's what she does. And, oh, and also, she charges $1 for every minute overtime. It's $1 a minute overtime on top of that, so.
Well, shit. If you fall asleep with her, that gives you reason to kill the bitch. I'm just saying. We slept for 10 hours. What the fuck?
Where's your alarm clock?
That's if you're in Portland, Oregon, you can check out the cuddle services.
We're out in Portland.
That'll break down the whole thing. So, all right. So anyway, all right. I got a chicken issue here. We're gonna have a drink. Beamer gonna fill up his glass, and we're gonna take our first quick break. Actually, we're gonna cuddle. All right, so we'll be back right after this.
This is going to cost me like $2, so.
All right, we'll be right back. I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going hot so hot, just like an oven. And I'll burn myself, but just had to touch it. But it's so fine, and it's all mine. Hey, baby. As long as I got my suit and tie, I won't leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a good thing. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a good thing. Let me show you a good thing. Show you a good thing. So if I love. Now we're in the swing of love. Let me show you a good thing. Okay. And we are back here with Bar Talk with
Beamer
and DJ K. Beamer has a full glass now.
Yes, I do, and I don't know what I'm drinking.
It's in a Sam Adams glass. So
yeah, it's kind of throws me off.
I have a set of those glasses at home. I have a smaller one. I have the big 22-ounce. I got them off eBay. I got like a whole set off eBay for like $11.
You work at bars. You couldn't just steal them from
$11.
There.
I got a full set.
But they spent like $6.
Yeah, it would take me forever.
It's been like $0.06 to make the whole group of them.
Okay. Beamer called me out as a felon. Stealing from the one bar that's sponsoring us. Tom Fuller's. We're live here. Tom Fuller's in Middletown, Delaware. Okay. So, enough of the little cuddling session that we had.
But real quick,
if it were a guy saying, hey, I'm offering cuddling sessions, you know, just say $5 for an hour. Freaking guy would be locked up, man. She's an entrepreneur. A guy would be a pervert. I'm just saying, he'd be a pervert.
Or he would be getting a lot of guys calling, yeah, what would you do to me when you cuddle me up?
Exactly.
Yes.
All right, so.
So anyway, we're going to do our traditional back on the scene and do our toast because we can and you can't.
Okay.
Tab it up.
Another toast. All right.
Oh, you gotta do another toast. Just because you're eating chicken doesn't mean you can't do a toast.
All right.
That is the same beer. That is the same beer that we had before. Yes, it tastes like long bones. Anyway, man. I don't know, Keith. So I'm sitting here. Actually, last week when I was here and you were here also, we went and there was a girl that was here, and she looked like an exact twin of a famous actress that's on TV. Now, this is my question, Keith. Do you believe that everybody has a doppelganger? You know what a doppelganger is?
Yeah, no. Explain that to people who don't know.
A doppelganger could be one of two things. It is an exact twin. That is the base definition. But a doppelganger could be also the exact opposite of their other twin. So say, I have a doppelganger. That means he doesn't drink. He basically lives in a convict. Not convict.
In other words, you have a there's a bizarro beamer.
Bizarro, exactly. Okay. The best way to go. It would be the bizarro.
So what are you talking about? The twin or the bizarro?
Well, no. Not, my question was, do you believe that everybody does have this?
Yeah.
You do believe this? Yeah. Do you believe there's a bizarro Keith walking around? And mind you, he's wearing gray and a green hat.
There's a bizarro
he's
Keith.
A red
okay,
and,
ready? There's a bizarro Keith who has a small penis, who can't pick up women, and who's terrible in bed. That's the total opposite
and he was
of me.
Going, oh,
the total opposite of me. I believe there's a guy. The total opposite.
Oh, so he's not doing a podcast. He's doing a video cast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And he's probably homeless with no money.
Actually, he's probably a billionaire with 20 homes.
Anyway. Yeah, maybe I'm the doppelganger. Maybe I'm the bizarro of the real me. So
I'll be nice enough to come ahead.
All right. So
Keith,
I don't know, man. Oh Jesus, man! Holy fuck, that stunk. So we're back, and Keith, stop real quick. So, Keith, as I was saying, though, I mean, with the doppelganger, it's funny to me. Like, to think that there's somebody out there that could possibly be. Now, why is it just the doppelganger and the twin? Couldn't be your triplet. Couldn't be your quadruplet. You know, who knows? You go to South America, you go to Australia, and there'll be just some dopey-looking guy that, you know, just walks around, and you know, he's smiling, he's got a beard and everything that looks exactly like you. Maybe with a tan, because sure as hell I don't have a tan. I don't know. I don't know where the fine line of doppelgangers do exist and don't exist. But it's funny. I was reading an article with.
I hope it is funny.
I was reading an article on CNN.com, and don't mind you, I'm not a you know whatever, but. There was a story of a soldier, and he is being held.
I hope it's a short story.
No, this soldier is actually being held in prison right now for sex crimes. And he is going, and he has been saying that it wasn't him that did it. He did not commit the crimes. But his DNA is been put into the sex crimes. Well, in the last day... In the last day, they actually have realized that it wasn't him, it was his twin brother, who was a serial criminal.
Well, that's not a doppelganger, that's an actual twin brother.
Well, but you understand what I'm
that's
saying.
That's a total different situation.
But nobody believed him. What? Nobody believed him.
That's... I mean, I don't know what the fuck a doppelganger is, but I do know a twin and someone that looks like. So I thought you meant like, you know, people tell me, oh, Keith, you look like Michael Jordan. Yeah, like, I could be Michael Jordan or I've heard of like Mike Tyson as I got older. A Mike Tyson doppelganger means you look like him, but not his actual blood twin. That's total.
But as the story goes, he didn't realize he had a twin.
But it's not a dog. That's. Look. I wish I could.
And he wishes he could breathe right now.
I can't even edit this out.
And he, Keith is having an asthma attack right now. So while Keith's having an asthma attack, I'd like to go and actually bring out the
it's
importance.
Not like it's a, oh, gosh. No, you just defined the doppelganger. Yeah. And then you told us
a story of
I cannot
twin.
Believe I used that freaking word this many freaking times.
Right, a story of a twin.
What the fuck is a doppelganger?
But would it not be funny that you go something, you know, you're sitting there, you're sitting at home, you get pulled in by the cops, and it's because they have video of somebody that looks exactly like you, you're a doppelganger.
Yeah, but not a twin. That's different. If he's a twin, he's not doppelganger.
That's just a scenario situation.
Okay. Okay, from this point on, I will not use the word doppelganger again.
What word?
Person who looks like you. Yeah, it would be. It would be fucked up.
It would be fucked up, told up hey, man.
And then you go, oh, well, our DNA matches. Like, but it wasn't.
Well,
it's your twin brother that was separated at birth. You were adopted. And, you know, no. I thought she meant, like, he just look like you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They commit a crime, and it's only by this, but then DNA would exonerate you.
Exactly.
And they.
In a court of law,
in a doppelganger situation,
in a complete unbiased court of law.
Oh gosh, there. I'm sorry, that was funny to me, folks. They've got the hiccups. I gotta do a shot. I don't know what the hell we're drinking right now.
And it tastes like a fucking lawn fucking mowing.
You see, folks, this is what happens when you're live in a bar talk. I almost choked on a chicken bone too, so that was. That wasn't too good right there, so. But yeah, no, that's a.
Whose fault was that?
That was a total different thing.
No, but.
Doppelganger and
but
a twin.
I'm saying.
That's a total. That's like a fine. That's like a fine in the NFL and then a fine in the MLB. You know. They're two different things. Two different. It doesn't match.
No, that's.
It was a bad example because that was a bad example. A twin.
That was like a fine in the NFC and then a fine in the AFC.
This is going nowhere. Yeah. Okay, so Beamer has like a list. He has his notebook.
It's a notebook. Yeah, because
his paper is parsed. It looks like the Constitution. He's on. He's using a fucking feathered pen and ink. He's writing on cloth.
It's a quill.
I have no idea what this is.
It was a quill.
A quill.
Anyway, man. Nah, it's just, you know. I don't want to find my doppelganger, do you? Because you end up getting arrested. Anyway. Keith, alright.
Word would never leave my lips.
I'm going to stop.
I'll
now.
Say it one more time. Doppelganger.
Yes, he said it again. Yes. You heard it. He did say it again. So, anyway. So, I got one point of that I hate to bring up right now. Is it because of the, you know, the last year or so of just race problems with it and just how the world has been changed completely through different genres of everything that we know? Or it's because Keith has fucking talked shit on this dude, and he is 100% right. Yes, I'm talking about George Zimmerman. Yes.
That's right.
George Zimmerman, and I did not deny that he was not a piece of shit.
No, wait, hold on. I'm just going to update people, okay? We got to keep it up now.
Yes.
He was arrested recently for domestic violence against his current girlfriend. Yes. Him and his wife, they're separated. I don't know if divorce went that fast.
Separated.
They're separated. He has a new girlfriend. When he was with his wife, there was an infamous 911 call, which is after he was
exonerated
from the Trayvon Martin case. She called 911, said he had a gun, blah, blah, blah. But then, for some reason, she didn't want to press charges. She just wanted him to leave, which he left. So now he has another charge, and I think it was like a $9,000 or $10,000 bond or something like that.
Yeah.
He pulled the gun on his current one. Now, I don't want to cut you off. I knew you were getting started with it.
No.
During the Trayvon Martin trial, there was a they were persistent on bringing up Trayvon's character. You know, hey, yeah, he was doing good in school, but he smoked weed. They brought up all these YouTube videos of him, you know, saying all this violent stuff, blah, blah, blah. They brought up character.
Yeah.
But Zimmerman was portrayed as a guy who wants to be a cop. He wants to protect the neighborhood.
With the church,
the Family Guy. And his character now, he had 3 speeding tickets.
He's actually a fucking Family Guy from the cartoon Family Guy.
Yeah. He's got speeding tickets. He's had 2 domestic violence charges. And this is within less than a year. So all of this character is brought up. If this, the jury could be like, wow, what did we do?
Double jeopardy.
You can't go back.
Yes. Alec Trebek is fucking pissing in his grave.
Alex Trebek?
Double Jeopardy.
Okay, this show is sponsored by Fireball. Yeah. And we'll leave it at that. Okay, live here at Tom Fuller's Middletown, Delaware, we have a Fireball sponsor tonight. All right, go ahead.
I come to the conclusion, I don't get it. I get it, and I think we're fucked, man. This is a guy that everybody went and said, oh, no, he didn't do that wrong. He didn't do that. He's a fucking prick.
Yeah, well, you know what? Shit happens, man. He did the right thing. He shut the hell up. He didn't go up on trial. If he went on the stand, he'd have been done.
Yeah, but all he did...
I said it before, like when you talk about Incognito, all this talking, shut up. He's done. Cognito keeps talking, he's done. You shut up, you get off.
That's A-Rod.
OJ didn't take the stand, he got off.
It's A-Rod.
A-Rod walked out
of the arbitration.
Shut up. All you gotta do is sit there and not say... Sammy Sosa, he didn't say a word. He got off. Mark McGuire didn't say a word. Palmeiro, remember him? He wanted to run his mouth. I did not use anything. You can test me anytime you want. Less than a month later, he got tested. What happened? Shut up. Just shut the hell up. Now, I bet you Zimmerman now, he's going to come out. He's going to talk. And that's going to be his downfall. But you know what's crazy? What I'm just saying now? What's his name up in New England who's in jail for the murders, the tight end? Hernandez.
Hernandez.
If he don't take the stand, he's getting off. That's my thing. I think he's guilty as hell.
I don't know when the trial is.
There's no doubt in my mind. This is my personal opinion. There's no doubt in my mind he did it. If he does not take the stand, he doesn't say one word, he will walk. He won't play football again. He'd be playing for the Ottawa Argonauts or the indoor arena football league.
He'd be playing for the German,
or the USL
or something like that.
You know, he'd be at the Boston YMC Flag Football League Championships. But he will walk as long as he does not take the stand. That's the way it is now. Unfortunately. Yeah. Unless you're black, they will get you anyway.
I mean, it was Spanish.
It could be a white guy in the video, white guy DNA. Brother, get arrested. I'm just saying.
What is white guy DNA and black guy DNA different? It's still DNA. It's not like it's, oh, this one has an afro when this one has a fucking red hair. I mean, what the fuck, man?
I got pulled over. Me and my buddies got pulled over one time. We were in an orange Volkswagen Beetle. Okay? Me and my buddy. He's black. Okay, wait. We're both African American. We picked up a buddy of ours who just got off work. He works at a fruit stand. Okay? My one buddy, I was in college at the time. I went to the University of Delaware. My other brother, my other friend, I'm saying brother like brother, he went to, he was in a college in Tennessee. So he's home. It's dorm break. It's Christmas break. The guy that worked at the fruit stand, he graduated with us. All right? You pick him up. He got paid. Now, wait, we're going out. Okay. He has a knot full of money. It looks like but it's all ones. So he got paid a couple $100 in ones because they work at a fruit stand.
But they called it the fruit stand. It's actually a male strip club.
So we get pulled over. We're in an orange Volkswagen Bug, so and he's Hispanic. We get pulled over. Cop pulls us over. Shotguns, we're out on the ground, hands on the knees, blah, blah, blah. This or that. We're asking, can we ask what we did? Because we weren't speeding. You'll know when I tell you, blah, blah, blah. Shotguns, handguns, all these cops around us. And then finally, they checked the car. They said, we're okay to go. And here's what they were looking for. Two blacks and a possible white and a black or blue, a dark colored Nissan Sentra. We were in an orange Volkswagen Bug, two blacks, and yeah, he was Puerto Rican. He wasn't, he was more like a Sammy Sosa color. He wasn't right. Like
Sammy
a white
Sosa
guy.
Baseball guy.
Oh, no, I can't say that because Sammy Sosa's white now.
Yeah, more of a J-Lo?
No, not like a Carlos Ruiz, more like a Benitez or somebody like that.
A Big Poppy.
He was like a Big Poppy. There
he was like a Big Poppy.
So basically, it looked like three black guys in an orange Volkswagen Bug, but they were looking for two blacks and a possible white.
Well, but they when they said, wait a minute, hold on. When was the last time you thought three black guys fucking robbing a Bug? They have to be stealing this shit.
Send all your hate email to killbeamer@ Bar Talk.
You know, and don't forget. Yeah, you know that's what they were thinking, man.
With all the stuff going on now, though, you can't. I mean,
dude, you sat through it. You knew that's what the fucking they were thinking.
Sat through what?
Shotguns fucking on your knees, hand behind your head.
They seen brothers in the car. They ain't care about
that's
nothing.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, of course. It happened.
It's like, yeah. They're...
But it's no big deal. We go through that. A white guy goes through that. Oh, my God. They got to go through therapy. You know, they got to write their congressman. They're going to get a letter. They're going to get off. We just deal with it. It's how shit is. It's America. Oh, well. We got a black president, so.
Yeah, that makes up for it.
Hey, you know what's crazy? People are pissed off at Obama. Obamacare. Oh, I mean, I'm pissed off too. But here's the thing. Right now, in his second term, like, he's not doing anything that's impeachable. You may hate what he's doing, and not just him.
Oh, he's a devil to so many
people. But, I mean, you know what? What can happen? He might as well ride it out. He didn't vote himself to a second term. The majority won. There was no discrepancy on votes. There was no Florida issue. So he's in, so you might as well say, you know what, this sucks. We got to ride it out for another year. What is it, another 2 years? What we got left? What's Obama got? 2 years. There's nothing you can do.
2 more years.
Yeah. I mean, unless he's fingering the chick in the fucking White House fucking bathroom, we're stuck with him. Nothing's going to happen.
If he was doing that, he would be less hated than he is right now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. You cannot like him all you want. He ain't going to leave the office.
How many
like,
times,
he sucks.
How many times on Facebook have you seen the picture of Bill Clinton? Oh, all I wanted to get was blowjobs, and now we have no jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Here's
the thing about Facebook. They will put up a picture and make up a quote.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a picture of a celebrity. We're going to put a quote out and send it out and see how far it spreads out.
I say see Thomas Howe. Obscure
Thomas Howe.
Obscure name from the 80s, 90s.
Yeah, from Lost Boys.
We were going to make him into a fucking celebrity again.
Now, what's he going to talk about?
I don't know. The disarmament of Germany.
That's too white.
Okay.
Give us something else. Something the urban America can do. The disarmament of Germany.
Legalization of marijuana in the hood.
Why gotta be in the hood? Why weed gotta be in the hood?
Because weed's not in the hood.
You know how many white people are in Arizona who smoking weed moving out there? But no, it gotta be in the hood.
How many people are smoking weed right now? Probably like in a five.
You know how many white people got medical? I have a medical license to smoke marijuana. You know how many black guys? I got a medical license. You know what the cops do? Yeah, right. Come on, you're going to jail, darky. That's what we.
Shit.
I got glaucoma. Well, you're going to get 5 to 10. How about that?
I don't know. Can we set this up so we can get sued by C. Thomas Howe?
C. Thomas
Howe. You know what?
And he was in a movie. The black guy, remember? He dressed, he was...
Oh, God, no. Yeah, I forgot
yeah,
about it.
Come on, man. You picked a bad one there.
Yeah, that was a bad, bad movie.
It was a bad movie, but it was funny.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Now I remember the white chick was with him in bed.
Yeah.
And she gets up, she goes, you know that myth that they say about black guys?
It's not true.
It's not true. He was like, what?
To me, that was the funniest thing in the whole movie.
Alright,
what was the name of that movie that's gonna kill me? Soul Man. Yeah, he took extra tanning pills to make his skin black, and he had like a Rick James Jerry Curl wig on so he could get a minority scholarship. But then he met Ray Dawn Chong, who was black, with a kid. She was like, yeah, I was up for the scholarship, but some other kid got it. And it was C. Thomas Howell.
But hold on. I'm gonna make sure that's clear. Ray Dawn Chong, who's black?
Who's half black? Because their dad is Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong, and the mom is black. Yeah. So.
But the
you know who else is in the dark chocolate? Robert De Niro. He's got black twins. He fucking loves dark chocolate.
You didn't know that?
No, I just hope he likes female dark chocolate.
Oh no, he likes
He didn't.
What was that one? He did with the movie about burglary back in like the early 2000s.
Movie
Ed Norton Jr. Ed Norton Jr. was in it. They robbed the museum. It was in Canada.
Night at the Museum.
Yes, it was Night at the Museum.
That was Ben Stiller.
That wasn't it at all. But
that's when the fucking Robin Williams and the wax things came alive.
Oh no, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Like,
no,
they can see my hand moving.
What are you talking? Look at it, I got a smile if I don't see it. Yeah, see, that's all fucking Robin Williams is talking quick and showing something, and it's not valid.
But what, Robert De Niro movie?
It was the one with Oh, man, you're killing me. I'm looking at Frank.
You
right
brought
now.
It up. I have no idea what
it was. Anyway, it was a good movie, but he
yeah, so it, good he can't even remember it. All right, go ahead.
His wife was in the movie. His real wife.
Tookie Smith? Ah, see? You didn't know I knew that. They weren't married. They were just banging. Well, it was a black chick.
Yes.
And they had twins.
Yes.
He never married her.
Hell, I don't believe
it. He said, I don't believe her.
She's going to take him for fucking half his fucking... That's all I'm saying. I mean, dang. Would you blame?
No, because I wouldn't bang Robert De Niro. I'm a dude.
Would you bang her?
Yeah.
Would you give her half your shit?
I would cuddle with her.
Yeah.
If she gave me three hours of credit and cuddle time, it would work.
If we played a game just a tip, I mean, you know, that would happen too. You know, whatever.
It's what? Okay, we got people just chirping in here.
Oh, no, I'm not going to cuddle
them. They can't hear you. All right. I'm sorry. This guy is so small. He's actually talking. He's under the table.
I can't hear you. What is that,
man? I don't think they heard that either, but anyway.
I can't hear you. What are you doing?
Okay,
so. Better, there you go.
All right, so this drunken episode.
And this better come out.
Of Bar Talks. I'm going to put it out. This is the drunken episode. There's another one. The lost episode where we were just drunk out of our minds that could not even
That might come back at some point in time, but we got to get to like 157 episodes.
Yeah, and they're cleaning up around us now. This is live in a bar. We're at Tom Fuller's in Middletown, Delaware. I'm fucking crying. My eyes are burning from the Clorox because they're mopping the floors.
Yeah.
This is real stuff here. So that's it. We're going to end it right now and get out of here. We're sitting next to the bathroom stall.
Yeah,
Beamer almost had a heart attack.
I almost threw up with the bathroom being open. And, but,
yeah,
you know.
They got to put us in a good spot.
Yeah.
All the free plugs that we're giving them.
Well, you actually,
I don't care about
actually,
the fireball
you actually,
shot.
You actually took this spot here. So.
I didn't pick this spot. All right. So anyway, that's it. We do this. Every week, Bar Talk, check us out, bartalk1@yahoo.com, BAR Talk 1, bartalk1@yahoo.com. All right, email us your thoughts, your kudos, your cheers,
your
let us know what you like, you don't like, suggestions, anything you want to talk about,
don't
hit us up.
Too much.
Look for us right here on iTunes. All right. Bar Talk with Beamer and DJ K. And with that, we don't drink a lot during the show. We drink a lot during the show. And we're going to end like we've never done before with a toast again. So here's the Bar Talk, and we'll see you guys next week.
See you next week.
They can't see the fingers pointing. Next week.
See you next week.